So first off, I'd like to thank everybody for coming down and covering this for us. This is not common in our area, so kind of a rookie at this, so bear with me if you can. So I'll start off with what we have, and then I'll try to field a few questions, but understand it's an ongoing investigation. Not going to talk about a whole lot of things, okay? All right, so on Tuesday, November 2nd, at 17:53 hours, dispatch was notified that two subjects had sustained gunshot wounds near the Hiawatha Ranch. Upon arrival to the scene near the area of Hiawatha, Carbon County deputies observed two victims that had succumbed to gunshot wounds. They also, those two victims have been identified as Susan Peterson, a 45-year-old female, and James Peterson, a 23-year-old male, both from Farron, Utah. And they've also been identified as mother and the younger brother of our incarcerated subject. Seth Gordon Peterson, 25-year-old male from Farron, was booked into the Carbon County Jail on the following charges. Two counts of aggravated murder, a first-degree felony, one count of attempted murder, a first-degree felony, theft of a motor vehicle, a second-degree felony, and failure to stop at the command of an officer. All charges are being screened through the Carbon County Attorney's Office, and bail will be set by the 7th District Court. At this time, we have not established a motive to this incident. With that, I'll field any questions that you might have.
What can you tell us about what was going on prior to the shooting?
You know, we really don't have a lot of details about that we can share right now. We're still gathering information as to the exact events that led up to this. We know that the mom had gone out there to pick up her son, and that's really all we know.
When you say her son, one of those involved?
The suspect was her son.
Sheriff, what about the rifles that were recovered? Are they high-powered deer hunting rifles?
They're high-powered rifles, and that's really all I can say about them. I haven't personally seen them.
You said the mother went out there to pick up her son. What was he doing out there? Does he work out there? Does he live out there?
That's exactly what we're trying to figure out. We don't really know.
Is this a property where the family lives or would have reason to be there?
The owners of the property are not of the same name as this family, so I don't know why they were there.
I take it that the suspect in custody is not saying much, or is he attorney?
He's not said anything as of yet, and we haven't attempted to speak with him yet. We've been dealing with the eyewitnesses in the scene first.
What are the eyewitnesses telling you?
Well, we're going through that as we speak. The team of detectives have been out all night with these folks, and they're now going through a walkthrough of the scene with eyewitnesses. So they're giving the details as best as they can recollect.
Well, what's the theory at this point? I mean,
I don't know. That's what we don't know. We're trying to establish that ourselves.
Sheriff, do you have a lot of eyewitnesses out there? Do you have quite a few people doing that?
There are more than three.
Sheriff, this pretty expansive crime scene. Do you have any idea maybe what they were doing out in the field? The field is a little ways from the house. Is there any idea?
I'm not really sure why they were out there at this time. There's a couple of different theories, but I would rather not say until we know exactly what they were doing.
Can you talk about some of the challenges presented to you guys? Expansive crime scene, sounds like there's three different areas where you guys are.
Yeah, there's three different areas, and they span from the Burma Road, where the high-speed chase culminated. There's a field on the farm that's a few hundred yards away from the farmhouse. So we have the field, the farmhouse, the Burma Road, and in the field itself, there's a hilltop scene, there's a field scene, and then there's another area along a ditch that we're gathering evidence right now.
Well, tell us a little bit more about that high-speed chase.
So when our deputies arrived, well, there was a multi-law enforcement effort. It wasn't just the sheriff's office. There was Price City Police, Highway Patrol, several other entities involved. When the officers arrived to the scene, they had been given a suspect vehicle description, and they observed that vehicle exit the dirt road to the ranch and head westbound on the Hiawatha Road, and the chase began at that point. They chased it for approximately, I'll bet it was 4 or 5 miles up there before he finally bailed out of the vehicle and ran on foot. There was a small foot chase, short foot chase, and he was captured.
Did he put up any resistance?
He was peacefully captured. There was no violence at the
any capture. Weapons on him at the time he was running?
I believe he did not have any weapons on him at that time.
Is this person somebody that was known to law enforcement, any sort of criminal history behind him?
He was unknown to me. I didn't know of him at all.
Any protective orders? Any signs of violence prior to this?
Nothing like that, no.
No 911 calls, no attention from police coming to the house saying we've got to take care of something here?
There had been a prior police call out there that we had investigated approximately 3 hours prior to that, but it was a non-violent call. And it was determined that there was no threat at that time.
And who did that call come from? This family involved or witnesses?
It came from witnesses.
They were saying what?
There was just a suspicious incident out there that had to be investigated, and Carbon County Sheriff's deputies came and investigated that. I don't have all the details of that one either.
Sheriff, the suspect here, he's being accused of killing his mother and his younger brother.
Correct. I
mean, you don't get this out here.
Yeah, this is very unique for our area.
And there's only one suspect. There's nobody else involved.
There's one at this time.
In custody.
In custody.
Jack, there's a social media post saying that you're still looking for someone that lived in the home. Is that accurate?
There were two witnesses last night that we had been looking for, and we have found one of them, still looking for another. They're a potential witness. That's why we want to find them.
Also, there was an incident in Wellington last night, a few hours later. Are they related in any way?
Non-related totally, and I have no details about that either.
Was it, didn't come from this family at all, or was it just another random call?
I think it was a totally different incident, totally different call, nothing to do with this call.
And for some of, perhaps, that are joining us late, the names of the victims and the suspect here?
So we have two victims, Susan Peterson, a 45-year-old female, James Peterson, a 23-year-old male, and our suspect in custody is Seth Gordon Peterson, a 25-year-old male. So that's really about all I can say with it being an ongoing investigation at this time. We'll probably update as we make more progress as time goes by.
Now, were there any drugs or alcohol involved with the suspect?
I'm not sure of that.
Could you give us your name and spell it for us, please?
Jeff Wood, JeffWood, Sheriff of Carbon County.
For people that don't know, what is Hiawatha? Am I even pronouncing it right? Is it Hiawatha?
Hiawatha is an old mining town that there used to be a coal mine there that shut down, I believe, in the early 90s. But there were still homes up there, and there are still residents that live in Hiawatha. This scene is actually several miles from that town. So we're actually down to the west of the town of Hiawatha at a ranch that's there. So.
What are the owner's names of the ranch?
You know, I've always known that to be the Fiechko Ranch, but I don't know if that's still who owns that. But it's always been known to me as the Fiechko Ranch.
So when was the first call?
I don't know the exact time of the first call that we were out there, but it was hours prior to this call.
So it all happened in the afternoon or something,
yeah,
perhaps?
Yes, afternoon time.
Okay, and there was nothing related over there in Wellington that pertained to this group?
No, totally different incident, totally different families.
Okay. And what time was he arrested? Because on your Facebook he posted like close to 6 o'clock, and then the arrest came when?
It would have been shortly after we were dispatched up there. They did the chase and caught him. So I don't know the exact time of the arrest, but it was within minutes.
It wasn't prolonged or anything like that?
No. But we began our investigation, and of course there's a lot to that.
Was there any verbal exchange when he was arrested with your officers?
I'm not aware of any verbal exchange.
Sheriff, is he in jail now? Is there a mugshot, or are you guys still questioning?
He's in jail now, and there is a mugshot. Alrighty.
All right.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you, guys. Sheriff. Appreciate you.
That is Sheriff Wood from Carbon County Sheriff's Office.
Could you confirm a couple pictures of the victims? Would you recognize them?
Well, you know, I
through his home before.